Hello and welcome to Roll for Topic, a roundtable discussion about topics related to running role-playing games. At least that's what we normally do, but this time we are doing our annual Play a Dungeon. This is part two of our Build a Dungeon, Play a Dungeon spectacular that we do every year. So I'm joined by five lovely people who are going to be playing this thing with us. If you want to hear a little bit of the brainstorming session that kind of went into this adventure, you can go listen to the previous episode. They have not listened to it yet. They'll probably go and listen to it afterwards and go, what? Okay. It's usually how it goes. But yeah, this is super fun. I hope you enjoy it. Just for people who out there are listening to this, especially on like a holiday travel, we try to aim for like a PG sort of game here. So if you want to listen to it with your kids in the car, that should be totally fine. All right, well, I'm going to go around. So my name is Chris Salzman. I'll be your game master today. And then I'm going to just quick say Rudy's name and they can say hi. So we got Abby.
Hello.
We got Joe.
Hi.
We got Asha.
Hey.
We got Lee.
Hello.
And Andy.
Hi there.
Yeah, sorry, Andy Jones. This is not Andy Rao. Sorry, too many Andys. Yeah. Thank you all so much for coming on. Like I said, off air, I really appreciate your time, and I love playing games with all of you anyway. So like this is great to get to do on the podcast as well. So we are going to be playing an adventure today that is titled Dr. Polybus Presents the Carnival of Thrills. So as you might gather from that, this is going to be kind of a carnival themed game, and we're going to get into it a little bit more about what exactly that means in a bit. But I just wanted to let people who are listening know that we've talked kind of off air about like our lines and veils and stuff. So we have some safety tools in place. And this is going to be a pretty collaborative game. We'll be using a system called Caltrop Core for the mechanics, which is very simple. You have D4s that you roll depending on how good you are at a skill. You can roll that number of D4s. If you get a 4, it's an absolute success. If you get a 3, it's a success, but something kind of, you know, not so great happens along with it. 2 is you don't get it, and 1 is you don't get it, and something even worse happens for you. The nice thing is, though, that if you are good at math, you can understand that if you can roll more than, like, 1 D4, you have a pretty good chance at success in the system. So the hope is that this will kind of keep things moving, and that our players here will feel like they're very heroic in doing the right thing and being awesome and all that. So, yeah, cool. Before I dive in, does anyone have any questions that they want to ask about what we're doing?
Nope, feeling good.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks. All right. So I'm going to go into this. I've got a little like kind of preamble that I'm going to read, and then we'll pause at the end of it, and then we're going to do kind of character introductions at that point. I will prompt you when it's ready for that. So, all right. At Dr. Polybus's Carnival Thrills, you are used to hearing screams, people happy and buoyant, yelling for joy at winning a game, at everyone's a winner games on the boardwalk, or screaming at the top of their lungs, then laughing joyously on Satan's dead drop. Even the roar of the looper roller coaster can't fully drown out the excited yelps from those going through its 2 full loops. The screams you've heard tonight, though, are quite different. They're loud and terrified, and you wonder how long you'll hear them. It's at that moment that the man in the torn lab coat in front of you says, "Please, I should have never done this, and now you're our only hope of taking that thing down. Take this." He hands you a test tube of glowing liquid. It's impossibly heavy for its size and seems to be glowing. It's the antidote. It'll reverse the process. You must get it to eat it by any means necessary. He coughs. He's not going to last much longer. You're wondering if any of you will last that long either when you see a blast of fire around the sky and light up the figure of a massive 50-foot tall reptilian being off in the distance. It roars. Today we will play a game that is essentially Kaiju versus the Carnival staff.
Yes.
Oh my God.
All right. So each of you have made a carnival worker at Dr. Polybus's Carnival of Thrills. And we are going to go around and introduce ourselves right now. So what I want to do is, so each person is going to just tell us who your character is, kind of tell us like what your profession is at the carnival, and then you have a couple questions you need to answer at this point. So you need to tell us, why do you love the carnival? Why do you hate the carnival? And then also, what did you see when the kaiju attacked? So we'll go around. If anyone wants to jump in first, you can. If not, I'll start calling on people. Okay. All right. I'm going to go with Andy.
All right. Well, my name is Ambrose St. Clair. Everybody calls me Chuff, though. and I am a calliope player here at the carnival. You want to know why I love the carnival, huh?
Mm-hmm. I do, Chuff.
Well, the carnival is not afraid to remain in the past. The hand-painted signs and mechanical rides, the canvas tents, it all harkens back to a time that feels more like home to me. I feel like I was born in the wrong time, to be honest with you. And one thing I hate about the carnival is the way those aerialists, those tumblers and turners that bend and stretch their torsos and legs, it's unnatural. I hate seeing bodies twisted and tangled. I don't watch that act. It makes my hands itch.
Amazing. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so sorry for you, Chuff. You know, you got like most of what you want, and then there's all those aerialists around. So then what I would like you to tell us then is, so what, let's put it this way. When the kaiju attacked, I want you to describe sort of one element of it that you saw that really stuck out to you, right? So we're going to kind of build a description of this thing from everybody's like, you know, little tidbits that they saw as this thing kind of rampaged through the carnival. So like, what did you see?
I was first attracted to its the length of its toenails. It had some claws on it, and it was it stomped on someone, and that's the first thing I saw.
Okay. Nice. Massive toenails. All right. Cool. All right, we're going to go over to Lee.
I'm Flip Turner, carnival game grifter. I love just the game of chances at the carnival where, you know, anything is possible. It feels like, you know, your luck can change for the better at the flip of a coin. But one thing I hate about the carnival is the rides. I'm embarrassed that I'm deathly afraid of heights, but nobody can know. So I just claim that the rides are built for children, and it's just not for me. They'd be too embarrassing to ride.
That's great. Oh, poor Flip. All right, and then Flip, yeah, what did you see? What did you see from the kaiju?
When I saw the kaiju, it reminded me of the cardboard cutouts at the games, you know, where you play, you have to knock them over. It just seemed unreal that I had to like check my surroundings and be like, is this not just a game? I'm not prepared for this.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. All right. Let's go to Abby.
Yeah. I am Madame Moth. She is the fortune teller at the carnival. She is a woman anywhere between 30 and 70. No one knows, and she refuses to tell them. Yes. She is always wearing a cardigan that has wings that ironically make her look quite moth-like.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's always either eating or unwrapping Werther's.
Okay.
And she loves people watching at the carnival. She's always sitting outside her lavishly decorated little wagon and just watching everyone who passes by. Mm-hmm. But she does hate actually reading people's fortunes.
Oh, okay.
So whenever anyone makes her try to do her job, she puts on a brave face and goes about it.
Nice. Yeah.
And I think that she saw the smoke start to billow up from a distant like area of the carnival when the kaiju started to attack first.
Nice. Okay. Smoke billowing. That's great. All right, Asha.
I am playing Monday Barnaby, who is the petting zoo operator here at the carnival. The thing that Monday loves the most about working at the carnival is seeing the delight in a child's face when they recognize just how alien the billy goat is.
Yes.
And then that subtle turn as it becomes sheer terror when the child realizes that the billy goat can absolutely wreck them.
Yeah.
And this actually dovetails into the thing that Monday most dislikes about the carnival, which is children and parents.
Okay.
And when the kaiju attacked, the thing that really drew Monday's attention was the large golden retriever like jowls that just made them think, this is just the goodest boy. This is just the goodest boy ever.
Yeah.
How do I pet it?
Okay.
Redemption arc.
Are you, just to dig into that, are you saying that it has fur, or just...
I'm open to there being fur, or to having hallucinated the presence of fur.
Okay. Yeah. I'm okay with there being fur, so we're going to say...
I'm down with fur, yeah.
Large
fur. Large fluffy jowls.
Yeah. Okay. All right, and Joe.
I am playing Kate Spanner, the roller coaster mechanic and also only mechanic. So kind of running between the roller coaster, the Ferris wheel, the go-karts, the tilt-a-whoa, and just kind of try to keep everything going. Number one skill is the wrench. She's kind of, you know, mid-30s, kind of person who runs hot, so she's always wearing a tank top regardless of the season.
Yeah.
Her favorite thing about the carnival is that there's always something to fix, like really likes feeling useful kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Least favorite thing is that she doesn't really feel appreciated for her work, especially when people call all the rides that she keeps running, like kids stuff that's not really... worth experiencing kind of things.
Who would say that?
Yeah, who would say that? I think when the attack happened, the large tail of this creature hit the tilt-a-woe, kind of knocked it off kilter, and she just went, oh, that's going to be a pain to fix.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. I guess I should have asked, is everyone sort of so we had this discussion when we were doing the build a dungeon about like, what is a kaiju? Does everybody like have a sense of that? Like, you know, it's like Godzilla, like large monster that is angry at humanity, let's say. Like, so they're not so large that they don't even see us, but you know, they're kind of angry at us. But yeah.
I've seen Pacific Rim.
Yes, yeah. Right. If you've seen Pacific Rim. Excellent flick. Yeah. cool. All right. So we're gonna jump in. So you all have a map, and I'll probably try to drop a link to this as well. Roughly though, I'm gonna kind of describe like the layout of this place. So there's an entrance, which is where you're at right now. From the entrance goes into the everyone's a winner like games section, right? So this is like Flip's sort of domain in here. Probably Flip and Madam Moth hang out quite a bit here. From there is like almost everything else, right? So like everything kind of branches off from there. So you have, yeah, the Tilt-a-Woe, the Tilt-a-Whirl, the Looper roller coaster, World of Dough, that's the food court, Medusa's House of Mirrors, which is like the fun house, Llama Time, this is where Monday hangs out. This is a petting zoo that has like way too many llamas to like other animals ratio, right? So there's like the billy goat, like 10 llamas and like a few maybe ducks. Like, you know,
can't have too many llamas. That's a lie. That's just, yeah. No.
Right. That's delightful.
We don't have enough. We're still working on curating more. Yes.
Yeah. And then you have Zoomers, go-karts, and then Top of the World, Ferris Wheel. And then from there, off of there, I had to look this word up. It's like the grandstand. So this is where like there's a demolition derby that's happening. And then there's also an exhibition of biplanes, of like old biplanes hanging out over there as well. Right. So that's sort of your rough layout of stuff. The kaiju has kind of taken one trip through this place, right? Like kind of did a bunch of destruction, stuff like this. And it's ended up sort of in the grandstand area right now. Mm. So it's kind of hanging out over there. It's just like kind of playing with some of the cars and stuff like that. yeah. At this point. Right. So kind of going back to where we are in present time. So you're in front of this, like this scientist who's dying, who's just handed you this vial. It looks like to you, like you might be able to ask this person three questions before they cannot not answer anything else, just to put it plainly. So why don't you amongst yourself kind of figure out like, yeah, what are the few things you want to do? We are also making the assumption, I guess I should have said this up front, that you are heroes and you want to be heroes. And for whatever reason, you are the only heroes available in this moment.
All right.
And none of us have met said scientist before. We don't recognize this guy.
He looks a little familiar.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, if anybody wants to try to make a roll or use that as one of your questions.
He said to get the antidote to, like, some name. What was that term?
I think he said to get it to eat it.
Yeah, get it to eat it.
Okay, that feels like something that might be worth asking what that means.
Yeah.
He wants us to get the creature to eat the antidote.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was one word.
No, Edith is not a name. It's not like Edith without the H.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like wrote it down. I was like, what, is that a fun way of saying edit?
No. Yeah.
Anyways. All right. This is why I put a one in brains.
Okay. Yeah.
That's valid.
Yeah.
What do we want to know more about how he, how this thing got spawned in the first place? I don't know if that would help us to defeat
maybe
it,
like its origin or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's saying something about this vial will reverse the transformation. Transformation from what?
Yes.
Because I'm assuming that since I'm the one who generally handles the critters around here, I don't love this for myself, but I'm assuming this is in some way going to rely on me distracting this thing.
Yeah.
So I'd like to know what I'm distracting, right? Yeah. Like, is this a horse where you don't dare look it in the eyes, or is this a dog where you definitely look it in the eyes?
Yeah.
Why don't you, Asha, why doesn't Monday should make a brains check?
Oh, no.
At this point, as you're kind of thinking about stuff.
Well, that's bad. Here we go. It's the first one of the game.
Oh, the first one.
Oh, boy.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, that sure is some sort of giant beast out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, who could tell what it is?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So that's sort of a freebie. Anybody else want to kind of intuit anything, or do you want to ask some direct questions? I'll say that, like, you won't have to roll for the answers on these, but if you want to try to be clever about it, you might be able to glean some more information.
Well, I would say if it's transformed from something into something else, we'd probably want to know what it's transformed from. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be helpful.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, you're going to ask?
Mr. Scientist, what did you mean it was transformed into what from what? Yeah, sir?
The scientist will kind of like look at Monday and then like look down like ashamed and say, well, Monday, you know how you lost that lizard and that dog that you had in the petting zoo a couple weeks ago?
Not Skippy and Peanut. Not Skippy and Peanut.
No, those are my favorite.
Well, I've been doing some experimenting down at the local university and, well, things went bad.
At the community college?
No, the university.
Uh-huh.
I guess I didn't say it. This is set like roughly around Ann Arbor. So.
Incredible.
Yeah,
yeah. Uh-oh. Okay.
he stole some animals and was experimenting in a lab mysteriously. I know we have a handful of scientists here who are playing, so you just trust me on this.
Okay. Right, here. I won't push it. Is it worth asking? I'll have like a little huddle. Is it worth asking if this thing is two things as one thing, and if we reverse it, it'll become two things again? Because it feels like it'll behave very differently if there is a dog and a lizard in there, both trying to control a body, than if it is just a dog infected with lizard.
Well, I think the strategy is probably going to be something to the tune of tempting it with treats, but the treats are crickets.
That could be good. Okay.
We're assuming there's not another kaiju. They're separate monsters, and there's two problems. It's probably one.
Maybe there's another one waiting somewhere. What kind of lizard?
Not.
What kind of lizard was Skippy Monday? Skippy a chameleon? I didn't come around to the petting zoo very often.
Well, I'll give apparently you for not.
Yeah. just for free, I'll tell you, there's only one giant kaiju.
Okay, good. An invisible one that waits until the last act.
Yeah, although that would be a heck of a twist. But I mean, I think we've already got our twist. Which
is right. Agatha Christie situation surprise.
Should we, maybe worth asking, like, what was the intent of the experimentation that created this thing? What was the intended outcome?
Oh, yeah.
Because clearly it wasn't this.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what were you trying to do that resulted in this creature?
I mean, you all have been working here for long enough to know that not a lot of people come to the carnival these days. We need
something. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah. He'll give you a look like you're insane. Like why? Yeah. We just needed something else to draw people here. I mean, what? I mean, you've heard it. The music's old. Our petting zoo looks like a sad bunch of llamas.
Now what is wrong with the music?
Is that your third question?
I think that it was old, is what he implied was wrong with the music.
I did not mean to suggest that was an official request. I'm just simply blurting out, what is wrong with the music? Chuff stomps off for a minute. He stomps
off. Yeah.
Puff.
Yeah.
I know that it was mentioned that this guy looked familiar to us, but as the resident people watcher who sort of just sits around all day, is there some sort of role I could make to see if I like recognize this man at all? Because he's speaking as though he's working for the good of the carnival, but I feel like I know most people here pretty well.
Yeah, go ahead and make some sort of role. You tell me what works best on your sheet, or how you would approach this.
I could see it being brains as just like a memory recall, or like I could see it being perceived, but like as perception in the past. Like, did I perceive him in the past?
I would give you perceive. This seems pretty. Yeah.
Cool. And for the three, that means I get to roll like three extra dice, essentially?
It's just a 3d4 and then
3d4. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Just double check. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. That is all ones.
All ones.
That is so statistically unlikely.
Wow.
It sure is.
I mean, what? That's four ones in a row. So.
Yeah. Metamoth might have face blindness.
Yeah, I mean, you look hard. You look hard at him. And like, I mean, you've been people watching for years at this carnival. And like, you'd recognize someone like this if this was the second time you'd seen them. Then you don't.
All right. Well, I'm suspicious of this man.
So I'm just going to point out, I'm reasonably sure that Madame Moth does not recognize the face of Dr. Polybus of Dr. Polybus's Carnival of Thrills.
It's very likely.
The eponymous carnival, our employer and patron.
If he doesn't walk by my tent, I don't care about it.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's legit. The only other question that is on my mind that I want to kick to the crew for your consideration is, there was Chris, remind me, I believe that you said that there was like a lot of smoke involved when this thing appeared. Was there also a gout of fire, or did I make that up?
Yeah, so the kaiju like off in the distance like just shot fire up into the air, right? Like a huge like blast of fire lit everything up. You haven't there's chaos and you ran in here. You don't really know what's going on in the carnival proper at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So my concern is, does the thing actually breathe fire?
A good question.
If it actually breathes fire, what on earth are we supposed to do about that? That feels a whole lot like going up against a dragon with a toothpick. Now, I'm game, but...
Well, my thought was
I
want to
be forearmed.
Yeah, fair.
It feels like feeding it would be hard, but I wonder if we could like change the form of this antidote like into an injecting sort of antidote or a pellet that could be sort of shot towards its mouth rather than getting our hands right up there.
That feels like a really solid question. Is like, what administration options do we have for this?
Is
very
it flexible or must it be delivered via mouth?
Someone who is smarter than Monday should probably be the one to ask that question.
Fair.
I have another idea for a question if we have any left.
Yes.
As like a mechanic and someone like with a kind of more engineering mindset, like thinking about backups, like safety backups, is there any more of this antidote in case we mess this up? Is there a way to
get make more or get more? Mm-hmm.
So I think that's Possibly a worthwhile question.
Yeah, it'd be worth asking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what are you going to ask? Yeah, let's make a decision.
I think maybe we should ask if there's more.
Yeah, because if there's possible to make more, we could just experiment and see if we can make it an injection or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, scattershot the delivery method if we can get enough. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, you're going to ask. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the scientist will kind of like cough, and he's just looking quite weak at this point. And so you ask him, "Is there any more antidote?" And he'll look at you like, "We can't make any more. That's the only dose, and it's sized just right. You must get all of it inside of it." And then he'll go quiet. There.
Oof. Okay.
Well, he said all of it inside of it, so I think topical application is out.
Yeah, I think that's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily rule out injection. He didn't say it like that subdermal was out.
Or it could be propelled somehow from a short distance.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So while you're talking, all of a sudden, let's see, I think Chuff, you had like turned around kind of in annoyance. You see like kind of like a flash in the sky happen, and then all of a sudden something just slams right into the ticket booth, and it's just, there's a car. It looked like the car has been thrown from the demolition derby all the way over, and just like smashes into the ticket. Tickets go flying everywhere, coins, money, all that sort of stuff. The lost and found is just disintegrated like into the air. Like that.
Chuff stumbles backwards. Is the good doctor, he's collapsed to the ground at this point, or?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I stumble backwards and kind of trip over him, mm-hmm. and I land and I fall down.
Yeah.
And as I land, I sort of go over and I search him for ID. Now, who is this here doctor?
I think that's fair.
Yeah. You search him for ID. You find an ID card on there that says Dr. Polybus on there. And there's a, I guess the ID probably has like, you know, the name of his lab on there. It's very much a biology department, right? Like a macrobiology or something. I don't know. Because like, right. So, this, and then as you see that, you can start to piece together as you're looking at him, right? Like, this is your employer. Seems like he's been moonlighting as a scientist and a runner of the carnival at the same time. Or he's up
How
to,
dare
or
he he's, be or a he's carnival owner who moonlights as a scientist and doctor. The nerve.
I didn't know the university had the funding to run a carnival in this climate.
You may speculate whether or not he fabricated this ID, or if this if he's truly a tenure track professor.
Yeah, I would call it into question based on the kaiju in front of us. I think
this is a fake ID. It just says doctor where his first name is supposed to be.
Yeah. I think if you're searching him, you also just find some of his notes, like kind of scribbled notes and stuff, right? It's like a lot of just like oh no, and then some like calculations, right? Done
a
and
worthy
like,
thing to note down.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No.
Yep.
That's science.
That's science.
My hypothesis is I shouldn't have done that. some notes written down. There's like some long calculations that are like kind of look like whoever's the smartest of you, right, is probably reading this, right, and is like, this is like a, you know, this vial has enough for this, you know, this monster, kind of everything, you know, like, you know, like, right, there's enough antidote in there, it's got to be delivered inside of this, it's got to eat it, that sort of stuff.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, what would you like to do? Remember your heroes.
Yeah. We ran in here sort of as soon as it appeared, so it hasn't been around, well, not us, but like very quickly after it showed
up. It's basically taken like one trip through, right? So like if you're looking at that map, like it's gone through like, you know, from left to right, right? It's gone through like kind of like the games place and like, you know, walk through probably nearby the Ferris wheel and ended up at the demolition derby. So it's definitely done some damage as it's gone through.
I'm not sure it's worth evacuating at this point, because if people haven't already seen this thing and run, I don't know what we can do for them. But
the llamas, though. The llamas.
Yeah.
They're all stuck in the pen. The whole point is the pen won't let... I mean...
Maybe we could just open the gate and Hope for the best.
Are you mad?
Well, what about Dandy over at the ticket taker at the ticket booth? I gotta go make sure she's okay. A car just got thrown into the booth. Can we act, folks?
Yes.
So
Chuff wants to make sure she's alive.
Mm-hmm. We can scratch two cats with one hand here. Mm-hmm. We go.
That's not a saying, Monday. I don't remember.
I'm gonna make it work. One of these days, Chuff, you're gonna hear somebody else say it, and you're gonna be like, "I know the one who started that," and you're gonna feel real cool. We go check in on your friend at the ticket booth, and then we bring her with us to go check on the llamas, and then we send her with the llamas to go to safety. I think that could work. Does that
all 10 llamas?
Well, they're good at following each other. They follow directions.
Okay, fair enough. If anyone can make it work Monday, you can.
Yeah,
that's true.
I believe in you.
I feel very nervous now.
So you head over to the ticket booth that has been like completely smashed. Right. Dandy is sort of standing next to it. It looks like they had time to kind of step out. It's just like hands on head, like looking, and then sees you, Chuff, and says, "Chuff, what happened?"
"Oh, Dandy, I'm so glad to see you. We don't got time to talk about it, but we got to move. We're going over to the llama pen."
Okay.
You'll feel better with fluffy critters. You'll feel a lot better. They're so fluffy.
Okay, but what happened to my ticket booth?
I can fix it. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
It's just getting renovated. Don't think too hard about it. It'll be better.
She looks at the car that's like flipped over. There's like one wheel still kind of spinning on it. There's like a bite mark in it, like a giant bite mark in it. She's like, "Well, I trust
you."
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything will be fine.
Okay. Yeah, she will. She's willing to follow you, although you will have to give her explicit directions on what to do.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we follow the path of destruction and see if anyone else needs help on the way towards the beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Well, we're stopping at llamas first, right? To then have Dandy walk the llamas.
I was assuming we were going towards the llamas, but if there was more destruction between us and the llamas, we could stop there and check.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so you kind of make your way, right, you know, from the entrance into kind of like the boardwalk area, right? Like, so where all the games and stuff are, right? Like,
yeah, I want to make a detour to one of my stalls and just kind of grab a few items, like the slingshots for the toys, like the water gun for that one,
nice.
Just so we have some options of potential administrating of game notes.
Yeah, so you get up there and Flip, I think the first thing you notice as you start to grab stuff is that there's someone behind the counter right now, like trying to get as many of the stuffed animals as possible. They are trying to steal them.
You know, I'm just going to pick my battles. Mm. I'm going to assume they won a game and try to just look the other way, you know?
Yes. Cool.
We'll claim the toys in an insurance claim, I'm sure. It'll be fine, you know?
All right, Flip. Yeah.
I'm going to remember their face, though, so if they ever grace my stall again, they're losing.
Yeah. It's Dr. Polybus. So you grab stuff. So, yeah, I guess you can grab, like, three things, right? So you're going to get, what are you going to get? You're going to get a water gun.
Slingshots, a water gun.
Do you have a t-shirt cannon by any chance?
Of course I have a t-shirt cannon. Yeah, I'll grab that as well.
Yes.
Of course I do.
Why wouldn't I not have one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm bad because you said
I just have fire assortment of weapons.
Stuck in the roller coaster.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you are there. I guess you can see kind of off, off to the east. I guess there's the Llama Time Petting Zoo. The other thing that you can see from here, which is really obvious, is the Tilt-A-Woe. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Joe, you'd mentioned like that Kate saw that it kind of got like knocked off kilter. Mm-hmm. It's on and it's going very fast and you can hear some like screams from inside.
Uh-oh. These things are not safe.
Yeah.
I gotta go
do that.
The
other thing you can very clearly see from here is that the roller coaster is also going at this point, and it's making that sound that you don't like, Kate.
Machines.
So those are the two things you notice, and then Monday, as you look over towards Llama Time, the thing that is very obvious to you is that the gate is wide open.
Mm.
You can see that from here.
Danger. Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. What are you doing from here?
Sounds like divide and conquer to me.
Sounds like a great idea.
I think I want to head to the Tiltowo and see if I can slow that down.
Okay.
I'll come with you.
Great. Okay.
Or no, are you confident you can turn that off?
Nope.
Yeah, I think Kate should probably go.
But I was leaving the roller coaster to you there, Kate, in case you wanted to fix that.
Okay, I will. Can I make some sort of roll to try to explain to Chuff how to stop the Tiltowo, then I can go deal with the roller coaster?
I feel like this should be like an opposed brains check or something like that.
Yeah.
No.
Brains versus daft.
Yeah. Let's do this actually. Okay. So, I mean, I'm already Calvin balling the rules here a little bit. Yeah. Chef, why don't you roll brains to see how well that you're going to retain this thing. And then Kate will do their roll.
Okay. So, and just the one, just going to be a 1d4, right?
Yep.
Okay. 2.
Okay. 2. All right. Okay. So let's see. The way we're gonna play this is so I think Kate, you get to roll straight on this, but you're not gonna get any help from Chuff. So it's gotta be a good roll to get this.
This is also going to be a brains check.
Yes. Right. You're trying to
explain this, I think.
Well, okay.
Would it be brains or patter?
Yeah, you tell me. You tell me, is it brains, is it patter? Or are you gonna tell him like, go here, turn this exact thing? Like what, you know, like your wrench ability. Yeah.
I think I'm gonna like take, so I have like a holster for my wrench, so I'm gonna take it out and like mime to him like all of the things to do and try to be like, now this is what you do, and then you do this one, and then this one's a little bit tricky, so you gotta get it at the right angle. Mm-hmm. And I'll try to like visually convey it. So I'll use wrench.
Okay. Let's do just for fun, I want you to roll that. Don't tell us what you rolled though. Like we'll keep it in mind. And then when Chef goes to do it, we'll see what happens.
Sounds good.
Okay. So keep that hidden. All right. So let's cut over to you. Yeah, I guess Monday. Is anyone going with you to Llama Time?
Well, I'm definitely grabbing Dandy.
Okay. Yep.
I don't know if anybody else wants to follow en route.
I was curious if from where we are, I know we can see that the gate is open. Can we see if any of the critters are still in the region of Llama Time?
I guess if you'd have to start kind of heading over there, but
okay,
you can,
gotcha.
Yeah. So if whoever's going to start heading over there, let me know and I'll start to tell you what you can see.
Okay. So right now Chuff is going to Tiltowo. Is, Flip also going to Tiltowo?
If I have my items back, I was going to head back towards the llama.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So we got a bunch of people going. I don't love any of us on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll look at Chuff and just not be filled with confidence. So I will join Chuff and try to back him up. Yeah. I see Kate sort of like flusteredly trying to explain. I'm like, they need backup. Chuff needs backup.
Okay. Then if Dandy's going with Monday, I guess I'll go with Kate so that we have a buddy system.
Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to stress that Dandy is not going to be very helpful.
Sure. Yeah, there's fine. Still another body.
Yeah, I believe in Dandy.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, let's cut over to so Monday, you are heading over towards Llama Time. Very quickly, you see that the gate is open and all of the llamas are gone and like most of the geese. There's like one goose in there. That's starting to kind of like waddle off in a certain direction. Go ahead and give me do you have like an animal handling? I forget what your special
I have is. Animal handling for my special. Yes,
yes. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and roll that?
Two twos.
Okay. Right. So you can see that they've all wandered off. It looks like they've all ended up going sort of in different. A lot of the prints, right, are going off in different directions. There's a handful of the llama ones that are heading sort of like back towards you, and it looks like through the Everyone's a Winner area.
Got you. Yeah. Okay. Got you. But there's still one goose here.
Mm-hmm.
Dandy, here's the important thing.
Okay.
I need you to be safe.
Uh-huh.
But as you're, so I think you should go. I think you should head out to the front mm-hmm. with everyone else.
Okay.
But as you go, I need you to take Vader with you. The last goose. I need you to take Vader with you.
Okay.
And I need you to try to bring along every llama that you find along the way.
Okay.
Bring Billie Jean, bring okay. Annie,
uh-huh.
bring McDuff,
uh-huh.
bring Leonardo, uh-huh. all of them that you find.
Okay. Okay?
I'm talking about Milton. Uh-huh. I'm talking about Quixote. I want uh-huh. all of them to go with you. Don't forget yeah. Dante if you see him. He's a little ornery, but he won't want to follow you, but he will.
Okay.
Okay. Don't forget Vader.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
go.
Yeah. Dandy will like gingerly pick up Vader, which I'm sure Vader doesn't love, and like flapping and kind
of grab, like, Vader is very angry about it. Vader's yeah. 100% a territorial yeah. Canada goose and is yes. not having it.
A Canada yeah. goose and a
oh, no. Oh,
yeah. The worst of the geese.
Yeah, no wonder this Dandy... carnival needs money.
But it is a great movie premise. You even said it, Asha. Vader. The last goose.
Yes. Yeah. So Dandy will wander off, and she's like muttering to herself, and Dante, and Milton, and Blixen? Was there a Blixen? Oh no. So she starts to head out with the goose, and she's like kind of looking frantically around. You do not have any of your llamas, but yeah, you've saved one goose.
Amazing.
Yeah. Let's see, let's go cut back over to let's go to Chuff, and was it Flip? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, all right. So Chuff, you you're heading over the Tilt-A-Whoa.
Yeah, we're heading over there.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that Flip is in tow.
Cool. Yeah. So the Tilt-A-Whoa, right? This is Tilt-A-Whirl, right? You don't like this thing, right, Chuff? Right? Mm. You know, and it's going fast. It's going really, really fast. And this thing can also like tilt, right, and kind of go up and down. The angle on it is not right. Right. It's like almost approaching kind of like a 90 degrees. It's making this like groaning sound as it's going. And like, you know, you can hear kind of like screams from inside. Right. Like this has been going on too long. Yeah. So what do you want to do?
Is there like the standard like teenager manning like a little mechanical box with controls by the front, or is that person long abandoned?
Yeah, no, there is, and they're like they are trying to get this thing to stop. They're just like hitting buttons. There's like this big like I don't know this like lever that you can kind of like move back and forth like uh-huh. like stop too fast, and then yeah, then there's like another couple like tick marks after that for like really really fast, and like it doesn't matter what he's doing, it's like, it's just going.
Okay.
Yeah. He goes, oh no, Jeff.
I'm gonna rush up, and I'm gonna start getting my hands near the controls, and I'm gonna look over my shoulder to Flip. Mm-hmm. Now, Flip, did you understand anything that Kate was saying? Because it was, I understood very little. Now, I saw you listening in.
Mm-hmm. I think Flip's nervousness about the rides has sort of like resulted in him sort of obsessively figuring out like, okay, if I needed to stop a ride, like what has Kate been doing? So I feel like he sometimes has watched from a distance, but like looking very aloof, like, you
yeah,
know,
okay.
kind of like just being like, oh, that ride is nothing. But at the same time being like, how couldn't I stop this?
Yes. Yeah. So you're not really like looking at the Tilt-A-Whoa, but like you're really concentrated on the controls.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think okay. Flip would have tried to pay attention to okay. Kate's explanation as well.
Cool. All right. So then is your approach to actually try to like mechanically solve this, I guess, between Chuff and Flip, are you trying to follow those directions, or are you going to go off script and like, I don't know, just try to break it or something like that?
I feel like first step, follow the instructions. Okay. And then if that fails, break something.
Okay, cool. All right. So what I want to do, Chuff, you're going to roll your, I guess we'll just roll your brains again.
Okay.
No, wait, actually, no, we're going to take Kate's roll at this point. Apologize for that. So Joe had rolled. So yeah, Chuff and Flip, you are both like in there. You're like, okay, she said this. Like, so mm-hmm. let's go. All right. So yeah. Kate, tell us what you're at.
I got a three.
Okay, nice. All right, that is enough. Yeah, so you, yeah, well, I guess it's enough to, you get what you want, but things are still a little bit complicated here. So what happens is, yeah, so you get in there, like, it's really easy. It's just like what Kate said. You just take the wrench, you know, twist it this way, you twist it that way, and then, like, all of a sudden this thing, it starts to level off, and it starts to slow down, and people are still yelling like that. It doesn't fully stop, though. Like, but it stops enough to where, like, you know, you can jump on and get people off.
Uh-huh.
Right? So.
Yeah.
Sorry, Flip. Like, right, it's not totally
stopped. Yeah, Flip is, like, sort of, like, towards the end. Sort of like if you roller skate and have never done it before, and you're, like, just skating along the edge. Yeah. He's just kind of grabbing onto things to pull himself closer to people.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so it's sort of like, I guess it would, like, at this point, it's kind of going at, like, a carousel clip.
Yeah.
It's also making the control box is also making this, like, louder and louder humming sound at this point. Right. And mm-hmm. so there's five people who are sort of strapped in
okay.
this thing, and they look at you like you are their saviors. They don't know what happened. All of a sudden, something crashed and this thing started going.
Uh-huh. Flip will try to make his way over to one of them to try to get the straps or whatever it is off of them.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. You were able to do that. That hum is getting a little bit louder, though.
Okay, so you said it's coming from it's coming from the control box.
Yeah, the control box. Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna calm down. Percy here, who's the teenage guy who's running the place. I mean, he's. I imagine he's hyperventilating and
it's my first
stressed
day.
Out. I'm gonna try to calm him down and then help Flip get the folks off the ride. And I think we should exit as fast as possible if this thing's gonna blow or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you're gonna use Why don't you roll patter to see if you can get Percy calmed down?
Okay, I got a 2, so that's 2d4. Take the highest. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
I got a 3.
Cool. All right, that's good enough. Yeah. So Percy calms down enough. He'll jump on. He can help get like one person off, and then he runs off too. So at this point, you've got two things are starting to hum. It looks like it might be picking up just like a little bit of speed. Not a ton, though. So you got to act fast if you're going to get everybody else off.
Okay. Flip braves it and pushes away from the edges that he's swinging to and tries to speed it up and act confident on this hell machine.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, you're able to get another person, right? So there's two people. There's one person like they're on a date, right? Like at this place, the guy's been like, I've been on ones that have gone faster and longer than that. Yeah, and the his date does not care at all.
Yeah.
She's just like, get me off of this thing right now.
Next time, just win her a toy bear. It'll be a much better experience for you.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, you can get the rest of them off. That's if you're focused on doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the second that you get them all off, the thing starts to spin up again.
Uh-huh.
Spin up again, and like the stuff is smoking. It starts going like super, super fast.
Uh-huh.
To the point where it's going faster than you've ever seen it before. Kate, you're probably like a little bit off in the distance at this point. There, you're watching it, and like you're just like hands on your head. Oh no! And you hear this unholy like crack, and it tears away from it. And it just starts to spin out of control off towards the demolition derby.
Okay.
And it's just like this wheel of spinning wheel going off in the distance. All right.
I'm sure that's fine.
Yeah, probably. We'll cut back to that in just a few seconds. All right, let's see. Like Kate and Madame Moth, what do you want to do?
Yeah, I think I see that. I'm just like, that's gonna be harder to fix.
I need to be replaced.
Yeah, but focusing attention on the roller coaster, it's making a noise that can be kind of heard across the entire carnival that I'm like, oh, I know that means this one gear's about to blow, and I have like a stash of like replacements like on hand because this is a common problem. So I'd like to just kind of climb up to the like the one spot where I know it needs to be replaced and just fix it, and then
tell
Madame Moth to be ready to pull the brakes.
Yeah, it's up. It's up pretty high, right? Like this is not like you'd normally want to have this thing stopped before you're replacing it, but you know you need to because there's someone that's taken. Excuse me. There was a full ride, and they're going on loop number like 20 on the looper. Like this is stopped being fun a while ago.
Yeah.
So you can climb up there. I think you get up it's up kind of at like pretty close to the top of where the ride starts. It's at that point you kind of like look over back towards where the kaiju is, and you see that the Tiltawo hit the kaiju from there, and it grabs it with one hand as it's kind of going past and screams and takes it and just throws it clear over the entire carnival, like off into the distance like that, and it shoots like another blast of fire up into the air. You do notice that it's not quite as strong as that first one that you saw, which is maybe it's a little heartening, although it's still terrifying.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to try to replace a gear.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and roll wrench, I guess, or you know, what do you,
so.
Yeah, what do you want to
do? I think so. I think I'm going to try to do a quick swap of the gear, which is something I would expect I'm pretty well practiced in. So that's 3d4.
Okay.
That's a 4.
Nice. Oh. Okay. Yeah, you are successful. Yeah. So you managed to make that swap pretty fast. You get the thing under control and you can stop it. It comes to a rest up at the top, and like, so it's just you up there with the people up there. They are screaming, right? And they're just like, "Did you see that thing? Like what is that thing? Is anyone gonna do anything?" As they're like trying to get out of their harnesses.
Yeah. Something's being done about it.
Oh, good. Okay. Whew. I'm so glad. Like the military? Someone?
Let's get you guys down.
Okay. Yeah. So they'll head down very shakily down to the ground and start to run off towards the entrance. Let's cut back over to Monday. Monday, what's going on?
Not successfully completed the mission of gathering all of the most important personnel of the entire carnival together. I'm now moving to plan B, which is, I guess, help my homies, which means that I have to go to the places that I don't like being, where there's more people.
Yeah.
So Monday is going to turn on their heels and head right back toward Everyone's a Winner, the games, the main thoroughfare, and start beating feet over toward toward the roller coaster, I think, to try to reconnect with my homies, because outside of dealing with animals or lifting a heavy thing someone tells me to lift, my skills are limited, so I kind of need a boss to tell me what to do, or I'm just gonna lay down.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I totally forgot. Madam Moth, what were you... Did you also try to go up on the roller coaster, or are you just kind of, like, down there?
I think I was told to hang out by the brakes, so I think I was, like, down a level from where Kate was.
Yeah, I think the thing that you probably saw, right, so, like, you see Monday kind of hoofing it back towards you. And, yeah, you can... you also see sort of, like, off towards the world of dough, like the food court alley, or the food truck alley, if you will.
Okay.
You see kind of like a couple bobbing heads of llama going off that way.
Okay.
So when you all, when Madam Moth and like when everybody kind of meets up with each other, over there, you can relay that to Monday. Okay. If you want to. That's your decision.
True. All right. I'll help Kate get everyone down, and then it looks like Tiltawo is pretty close to the looper, so I'll try to sort of signal to Chuff and Flip if I see them, and sort of reconvene in that corner of the Everyone's a Winner section.
Yeah, you can reconvene there. So you all get back there. You know, Monday, you can like, now that it's been pointed out to you, you can see kind of the trail of where the llamas are, and you can actually start to see them at the World of Dough, like rummaging around somewhere in there. They're gonna have very upset tummies if this continues.
I'm reasonably sure that they know not to lick anything out of the fryers, but. There will be hell to pay for everyone involved after this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you're all kind of standing there. You're about to move, and then you Well, let's see. I guess there's another kind of sound from the kaiju. It looks like it started to move maybe towards the carnival proper at this point. And it does not abide by the paths that have been set at the carnival. So it's just kind of like cutting across a field between kind of the carnival and the grandstand. And it tears up the power lines that are running to the carnival. Everything goes dark.
Ooh. Wait, I have an idea.
Okay.
Flip, you grabbed the t-shirt cannon, right?
Of course, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, but the vial that we need to get into the kaiju some way, I'm assuming orally through the mouth, but
that's what I'm assuming. You know, yeah. I'm
open to other options. but like that's way smaller. So we need some kind of like wadding, like a musket, right?
Yes.
World of dough.
we pack it with dough. Yes.
And then we launch it at the kaiju, and then it's just got like a chewy little treat. It's gonna want to eat it.
Always works.
We roll it in the cinnamon sugar. They douse everything in that stuff. And if there's one thing I know, apparently, mammals love cinnamon sugar. At least everyone at the carnival.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
If you said this thing was part dog, I would also suggest peanut butter, maybe?
Ooh. Oh, that's a great idea.
We just do like a big cinnamony, sugary, peanut buttery elephant ear situation in that t-shirt cannon with a little
worried about the peanut butter affecting the velocity of the projectile. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll figure that out.
Scientists. Scientists.
Well, you're arguing about peanut butter velocity in the dark. you hear kind of a clatter off in the world of dough. Like a llama has gotten inside of one of the food trucks and is starting to
run. Oh, no.
We should hurry there before they eat all of the bread.
That's Tom's Taki Tacos. We have to go. It is too spicy. Blue Jeans is not prepared.
All right.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So you head over there. I mean, it is more or less deserted aside from, would you say, 10, 11 llamas? Actually, no, there's 12 there somehow. Like, I don't know.
They found more.
Llamas. Oh.
Yeah. And they're in there and they're happily kind of chomping on anything. I think they see you Monday and they start to like run over to you too. Right. And they're like, hey, more food. Get us more food.
Yep.
What would you like to do? Sounds like you have the genesis of a plan here, although you have a bunch of llamas who are going to make it hard for you to get ingredients.
Do I run interference so that you all can get the dough?
Maybe, yeah.
Because I think
sounds reasonable.
I mean, if I'm trying to get, I mean, they get so ornery. If I'm going anywhere near any food, they're smart enough they can listen, but they can't smell. They can't spell yet.
It's just a matter of time.
Shortly they will be our llama overlords. I'm just making good graces now. If I go anywhere near food, they eat it out of my hands before I can even get it out of a container. And then half the time they start eating my shirt out of despondency because I haven't fed them enough yet.
Yeah.
So I might be able to like run a little interference, but I'm going to need y'all to be the ones to actually get the supplies that you need. Also, I have no idea what a t-shirt cannon can launch that's not t-shirts.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Monday, you're going to try to do what, the world's best animal handling check, or do you want to use your special your one-time ability?
This is the right move to use my one-time ability. I was wondering if I could maybe use it for the kaiju, but that feels like a bridge too far. So my one-time ability is that I can make an animal disobey or turn on its human or act against its own interests. I'm going to try to make the llamas act against their own interests, which is more food, more fat, more sugar, and instead get them to gather near me, closer toward the entrance of the world of dough, kind of trying to draw them back toward everyone's a winner in the hope that they'll get like swept in the flow of humans out toward the exit.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So you're going to try to get all these llama to stop having the best meal of their lives.
Yeah.
And to
I'm going full Disneyland tour guide with them, and we're walking, and we're walking, and we're following me, and I have, there's an apple. I have one apple. Boy, don't all of you want that apple? And we're walking, and we're walking.
Yeah, this is the first time. Right? So you're using your kind of your one-time ability. Everybody has these, right? So you're using yours to kind of command all these animals to follow you. They line up in a way that you've never seen them line up before, right? And they are just like they trot sort of in unison to follow you away. And so you're able to lead them out. And so now the world of dough is the world is your oyster. The world of dough is your oyster. So I guess you're going to enact some sort of plan here. Right. So again, the power's out, although all these things have generators anyway, right? So like I guess I should say like these things are running, right? Because they're food trucks. But yeah, you got everything you want here, right? There's elephant ears, there's cotton candy, there's whatever you want is probably here as long as it's not a salad.
Yeah.
So I think the t-shirt gun is yours, Flip, right?
Yes, yeah, it's from my stalls.
Do you know how far can these things shoot? And I guess do we also have a sense of how tall the kaiju is, and and can we do that back calculation to figure out the density of our options here to get it into the vicinity of the mouth of the beast?
I think Flip has a pretty good sense usually of like how heavy an item has to be to fit a target. So maybe he can use some of his knowledge to try to form something he thinks would go to that target, being the kaiju's mouth.
Why don't you roll something? I mean, I think you would
maybe brains.
Maybe brains on this.
I have a 2 for brains, so that'd be 2d4.
I mean, if anybody wants to help, you can give an extra.
I was wondering because I think that it will be a reach. If maybe I'm imagining this, but I thought you said that when we glimpsed it, it seemed like it was maybe like 50 foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's going to be hard to get what I believe is a compressed air gun to shoot something in an arc that high. And it looks like if it's heading back towards the main carnival from the grandstand, it might pass the Ferris wheel. So potentially if we could get whoever's going to shoot it up higher. Even if we're not quite on an even level with it, we might have a better shot.
Yeah.
Start closer to the top of the parabola.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is brilliant. Yeah.
That's a safer idea than the biplanes I was thinking of.
Yeah. The biplanes.
There's biplanes. I'm a mechanic. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure those don't run. I think they're just in the Hall of History over there.
Oh, I mean, they did run at one point.
Sure, that's true.
And the other thing I would say is that my Calliope is right there at the base of that Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
And I, as we all know, the Calliope is a bit of an acquired taste. And I'm very good at deciding who acquires it. So once possession, I can attract a crowd or disperse a crowd with my Calliope music. And by crowd, I mean kaiju.
I think that's a good plan. Yeah,
I can either serve it up with sugar or straight from the boiler, whatever we need to get that kaiju where it needs to be.
Chuff, did you just say that you keep your instrument at the base of the Ferris wheel?
Well, that's where the Calliope is typically stationed, Madam Moth. And
we all know
in your boots all day, walking people walk by. You don't even know where my Calliope is based in this carnival.
You know, I imagined it wasn't the base of the Ferris wheel, but clearly that was my vision lacking. So,
she is also face blind, so maybe more versions of blind.
Yes.
Yeah, very possibly.
I love it. All right, so it sounds like we have a plan forming, a perfect plan.
What could go wrong?
Yeah. Okay, Dub. So you, let's see, cutting back to Flip, you were going to make a brains check. Right?
Yep, so I rolled 2d4 for my brains, and I got a 3.
Okay, cool. Nice. Yeah, so you're able to, like, figure out a way to, wad up some stuff into this thing. Uh-huh. You're pretty sure it's going to fire, right?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, as you were talking, Madame Moth is like, I think we're going to be like a little bit higher up, right? Like, you know, so there's this plan forming. It sounds like you're going to get to the Ferris wheel.
Yeah. I'm going to pour some melted butter down there to grease up that chute.
Great idea. Great idea. Yeah. We should bring the melted butter with us because I feel like we do it too soon, it'll dry.
No, you're right. So, it will solidify.
Yeah, Yeah,
you'll need some sort of heat source at the top of the hill. So you can start to make your way back there. So as you're going, so you're at the World of Dough. I think llamas have gotten free. Again, you're kind of going back through Everyone's a Winner. Towards the Ferris wheel again, like all the lights are out, like it's creepy, right? Like there's, you know, like most of the people have evacuated at this point. There's still some like random screams stuff here and there, but you've managed to get, I think, like the people kind of mostly who are most in danger out of here, and everybody else has decided to leave of their own accord, that you can see from here. You do see though, as you're coming through, there is a for lack of a better word, like a military strike force that has arrived. They're carrying, looks like, pretty big guns, stuff like that. One of them kind of looks over at you as they're running forward, and it's just like, you know, citizens, get out of here, we've got this. They're clearly kind of dressed for war.
Uh-huh. We can't let them. They're running, try to shoot Skippy and Peanut. We can't let them.
Yep.
Sure. I don't know how well us standing between the guns is gonna work, though. And I don't want whoever is in that big kaiju suit to die, but you know, maybe this will give us data about whether that thing's hide is really tough, because that would rule out the needle plan that we had if a bullet can't pierce it.
You're just going to observe to see what happens.
I think we've already abandoned.
You want to watch them shoot Skippy Peanut?
Just like
Peanut
one Skippy? Time, see what happens.
So the kaiju is coming towards the main fairgrounds. The military is heading towards the kaiju. Are they like going to meet at like the Ferris wheel, or is that could we loop around them and get to the Ferris wheel?
If you want to look to see where they're going, if you want to just kind of watch them for a bit, they're headed, it looks like, to sort of the roller coaster area, right? So it's like, you know, like roller coasters in one spot, and then the Ferris wheel and the kaiju are sort of like all in a line like this. And it looks like they're going to kind of set up inside of the roller coaster like supports and stuff to kind of give themselves a little bit of cover.
Okay.
Right. The longer you watch them, if you're continuing to watch them, like they're setting up all sorts of, you know, guns and stuff like that. They did what they had to do. They told you to get out of there. Uh-huh. And they're not giving you a second thought from there.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
They are not
as long as
aware.
You're not in their way. Yeah.
They're not aware of the structural instability of that roller coaster. I don't know if it could take that many guns for very long.
Yeah.
We will find out.
Yep. Now, is the roller coaster has just like the Tilt-A-Whoa, like we shut it down, but then it kind of somehow started going again. Is the roller coaster got shut down? Is it going again by itself?
Or no, Kate knows what they're doing, so it's it is fully stopped.
Okay.
I feel like we knew.
You did a great job. No. I mean, the Tilt-A-Whirl is like, I guess what it's off.
I mean, it was basically Harbor, like a child's ride. Like, yeah. How hard could it be to turn off?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What do you do?
Well, I suppose we might as well give this a shot to see if we can save this creature before the guns happen.
Before the guns. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's worth a shot, so to speak.
Yeah. Worth the single shot that we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tough. Do you think your Calliope could summon this monster and all of those military people away from their guns?
Absolutely.
Is that what we want?
The confidence of a bard.
I'm just saying it gets them away from the guns. Yes.
Oh, okay.
They need their hands free to, you know, clap along with the music, so.
Kate, once per session, I can do whatever I want with this Calliope.
I mean, I guess you could also scare all the people, like the people away.
I think most of the people were scared off, is what we.
No, sorry, the military. Yeah,
the military folks.
Or disperse.
Yep.
I guess if we're trying to shoot into it, do we want it looking at us?
I
we're trying to
I
shoot
do,
up.
Well,
We need it. I do think we need it to open its mouth. Mm-hmm. The thing needs to open its mouth.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It seems to be doing that most often when it's breathing fire, though.
Right. So that feels like it. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, if the antidote is wrapped in dough, then it just has a singed treat.
That's true.
Yeah. As long as we're not singed, but
I'm wondering. I don't know how much like of Peanut and Skippy is still in the thing, because like Peanut really, really loved it when you scritched his little toe beans.
Yeah.
Really loved it. Mm. So like
his giant toenails claws.
You're picking up what I'm putting down. Yeah. So like there might be an option of like giving scritches mm-hmm. and getting like the puppy like lolling tongue situation going, and that might be the opportunity.
Yeah.
Fair.
Have you ever heard Godzilla laugh?
Yeah. Sounds more or less like a freight train being dragged through a skyscraper, but it's laughter. Trust me. Yeah.
Having pilled Marbles, my chihuahua, several times, I am a little worried. How do we make sure he swallows
the antidote?
Yeah. I feel like getting it in its mouth is going to be Herculean enough. I don't know how we're going to be able to control its swallowing reflex.
I think it's about, the force of how... You know, how far it's shot.
Shoot it as hard as possible,
so that it's sort of like, it'll be a reflex of sort of swallowing against it.
Yeah. All right. So while you're all debating this, the military is continuing to get set up, and there's, you know, there's one sort of like volley starts to be, like they start to shoot this thing, right? Mm. And it's doing nothing, right? They're shooting it with, I don't know anything about guns, like, not very powerful bullets. They're starting there and it's nothing, right?
Yeah.
Like there's no like it like you can see it kind of like cock its head a little bit because there's a bunch of noise, but it's not like it's, you know, trying to brush anything off.
Mm-hmm.
You hear one of the military guys are like, not enough, we need more firepower.
This doesn't bode well for scratching its toes. If bullets don't really pique its interest, I wonder if us jumping on its toes would.
So if we get to the top of the get someone to the top of the Ferris wheel, what do we think the distance between that person and sort of the creature's mouth would be at that point?
Yeah, I won't make you roll for this. It's roughly even, right? Like,
cool.
Just for like, storytelling reasons, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you'd be looking right at its face.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if... I'm not sure who is most equipped to climb this thing. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Or I suppose we could just turn it...
Ride it up.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. That was what I thought my job was going to be.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, as a precaution, I know that... Zoomers behind us over here was built in like the 50s, the building that we house that thing in. So that lining is fully asbestos. So if we just wrap one of whoever's shooting it in that, we have a better chance of surviving that fire.
True. Okay. Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
And I do think, unfortunately, I'm the best one to shoot it. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of an expert in these games. I hate to say it because I don't want to go up there.
Yeah.
Because it's really such a boring ride, but
yeah.
So here's what I'll do. I want to remind you all that you have kind of your like once a day special abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like you've kind of got the person that's going to take the shot. Mm-hmm. You've got the person's going to turn on the fear. You've got a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a pretty good. Well, you've got a plan. Mm-hmm. at this point, right? Yeah. So I mean, by all means, you can keep on kind of figuring things out. But like, yeah, I would say at this point, try something. Let's try mm-hmm. something.
All right, Flip. Before Big you lose swings. Your nerves, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I just jump on. I'm like, just do it. I can't watch, but I have to watch. Unfortunately.
All right.
I think I might use my once per session, and I might alter it slightly to make it a little vaguer rather than how specific it was, and say that once per session I can consult my tarot deck get a response from the deity that I call the master of the carnival about what would be a wise decision would be to make here.
Uh-huh.
And I am going to ask my tarot if it would be better to attract or distract the monster with the music, like which way we want it looking, I guess, to make this shot.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what tarot card this is, but you flip over one that like shows you a monster of some mm-hmm. sort, right? And then you flip over another one of like a smiling face, mm-hmm. Right? And you flip over a third one of some musical notes.
Okay. All right, Chef, you ready to lure this thing in?
I certainly am.
Great. I'm ready to scratch toes.
Let's go. I have some asbestos pulled around me like a cloak.
We've ripped open a wall and it's just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just won't think about the health implications of this.
Yeah. As long as you take it off as soon as we're done, you should be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, don't breathe in.
Don't breathe it in.
Yeah. So I guess let's see. So Flip is running up to jump on the Ferris wheel, mm-hmm. and Kate's turning it on. Madam Moth has just like sat down, is flipping cards over. Yep. Chuff has gone over to start playing.
I'm playing my Calliope.
Oh boy.
Your entire plan hinges on this music.
What could go wrong?
Like I said, it's in a quiet taste.
Yeah. And Monday is just what? Standing there like, come here.
I'm just kind of like slightly off the main path. Like, I'm ready. As soon as the foot is here, I'm so ready. Like,
so ready.
In linebacker stance, I'm ready to go in. Put me in the game, coach.
Yes, yeah.
Could we say that when we were getting the asbestos from the go-karts, I also like set up one of the go-karts for Monday to like drive around and to like be able to better dodge the feet as they're walking over to get better like toe-tickling access?
Yeah, let's say this, if you'll allow me. Like, what if you, they have like a... you know those like those cute little trucks from Japan, the KEI trucks. I'm sure
Kia.
Pronounce it differently. Yeah. Okay. So I think there's one of those that they use to kind of like haul around those go karts, like mm-hmm. enough to fit four people in the back with one person driving.
Oh, nice.
Right. Yeah. So you get that. You kind of drive it back over and give it to Monday.
Cool.
Yeah, so your stress is up. Okay, so at that moment, you hear this, like, it sounds like the loudest bottle rocket you've ever heard. And you, like, right before you hear that sound, you hear a military guy saying, "Fire in the hole!" And then you look over, and there's this explosion at the middle of the kaiju's chest. It just, like, explodes like that. As you're watching, sort of like the dust and the fire and stuff settles a little bit, the kaiju looks like completely unharmed from this, but does turn and just roar. Uh-oh. This deafening roar that shakes every bolt in the place. Joe Cade is like, oh no.
No,
is this gonna work? Yeah, like that. The Calliope music kind of like, you know, like the wind gets knocked out of the Calliope for a second, uh-huh. right? Like that. So it's full attention is over on these military guys, and you see this like this glow start to happen, kind of like from its chest and its back, like that. All right, so it is. It's starting to do that. It is like it's standing right next to the Ferris wheel at this point, uh-huh. just kind of like looking at these things as like this glow, uh-huh. glow is building. What would you like to do?
So it's already been attracted close enough for the gun, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Toe scritch.
I wait for the Monday. Toe scritch.
Punches the gas.
Yeah.
Barreling towards one of the kaiju's feet.
Yeah.
Tucks and rolls out of the car, leaves it careening off into something else in the distance. And just both hands right up front, like nose like 3 inches from the foot. Scritch, 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 scritch.
All right. Make an animal handling check.
All right. God, I hope this goes good.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. All right. You scritch and like there's like a sound. Was it Skippy? Was that the dog?
Yep.
Like like would make whenever you would do this, and like you hear like that version of it like pitched down 10 octaves. Like it's just like
this like all of the earth is rumbling.
Yeah, yeah, and like there, like you get like a head cock down, and like one giant eye like looks in your eye, mm-hmm. and like you can you see like, oh, that is you, mm-hmm. and then it turns back to start to continue powering up. Yeah.
I'd like to use my once per session ability to rig a game in the favor of a winner of my choice, which would be me. I think Flip has a switch on most of his devices in his games. On this one, it can either lower the power of the cannon if it's like someone who's been a jerk that day, he wants them to lose, or he can increase it to make it shoot more powerfully, and he flips the lever to increase the power and aims at the mouth of the kaiju.
Very nice.
That's great. Cool. So all right, so Kate, have you turned it on at this point?
Yeah, I think we've got it.
Okay.
Got it on and going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Flip, it's going. So I think like right, you've got the kaiju and like the Ferris wheel. Right. I think you're going to I'm doing some hand motions here that I'll try to explain. So there's the kaiju, and the Ferris wheel is going to go kind of like counterclockwise to it, right? So you're going to be coming up like this way.
Yeah.
So as you crest, you will see the kaiju.
Yeah.
Like in its mouth. I think that's probably.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the high crest. Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So all that's happening. Chuff is just like playing his heart out. Like I think like Madam Moth, you're probably like crying a little bit. it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Does the kaiju seem to be appreciating what I'm laying down? Like, can I tell, like, in its eyes, is it glimmering a little bit, and maybe like just feeling the emotion of what's happening with this music? Because I'm giving it all I've got.
Yeah, you're giving it all you got, and it, like you can it starts to like tap one of its feet as it's charging up a little bit.
Enormous toenails crashing into the earth.
Crashing, and it's just like everything's like kind of rumbling. You know, Flip as this Ferris wheel is going, it's like jerking and like jerking as it's going up. It manages to finish charging up and like. This fiery like lightning blast shoots out and just like takes out the looper, right? Uh-huh. Just crumbles the military folk in every direction like that. And it looks pretty spent after doing this, right? Like it's this huge blast and just everything explodes like that. Yes. And then as you are kind of cresting above on the Ferris wheel. So Flip, what do you do?
I try to match the, you know, velocity, the aim that I need to make and to get it in the target of the back of its throat.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like, you know, so it is now that kind of the dust has settled a little bit, like it hears the Calliope music playing and like, yeah, it's like kind of like tapping both of his feet.
Yeah.
it turns towards you.
Yeah.
And just like opens its mouth. It's almost like panting like a dog.
Yeah.
Like a very happy dog at this point. So you line it up, and then, what does it look like when you shoot this thing?
I think I have one eye closed. I'm purposely focusing right on the kaiju to not notice how I'm, like, so many feet in the air. I don't even want to think about it. Just and the lob of buttered up dough goes flying. You know, sort of somersaults into its mouth.
Yes. Incredible. Yeah, I think, like, it hits it, and, like, you see it, like, gum it
a dog twice. Peanut butter thing.
And then like get like, oh, this is great, and just swallow it. The problem is though, it swallowed it and now it looks at you like more please.
Oh.
So it has eaten this thing. Flip, unfortunately, you were kind of at the top, although I mean the Ferris wheel, right, it goes round and round, so it's starting to come back down. You came up, right, shot it in its mouth.
Yeah.
Now you're going back down and it is following you with its head down this thing. Chuff is still playing, right? Like it's still happy, right? you're playing. So what do you do?
Flip shouts, Mayday, it's still hungry.
Kate, maybe we might want to stop that as soon as Flip reaches the ground here.
Monde, are you ready with that truck to like take us away?
Oh, I barrel rolled out of that thing.
Oh boy!
God. Okay.
I sort of.
Right, well,
can I take off my coat and ball it up as if it's another, you know, thing of bread to sort of shoot it like away, you know, away from us to just be like, oh, go get another one.
I like it. Yeah. Give me a, what would this even be?
Deceive? I guess what,
deceive?
Yeah, yeah, I think this would be a deceive.
Yeah.
All right. I put the three there. So.
Okay.
Yummy, yummy treat. I got a four.
Nice. Okay, cool. Yeah, you fire this off. Yeah, and the kaiju very happily kind of turns to go get it. Unfortunately, it turns with its tail and knocks the Ferris wheel straight off of its
support. I'm hanging on for dear life.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess you're probably pretty close to the ground, but I mean, I think this thing like gets knocked off, and much like the Tiltawo, starts to roll.
Okay, I try to time a jump away from the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, yeah, you can get off. And this thing is just kind of going through; it's crushing all of your games.
No, the insurance claim is not going to cover this.
So the kaiju, you know, it's turned to go get it's another treat. It has taken a lick of it, and it is not happy with it. It spits it back out, and kind of turns and alarmingly fast. This thing kind of turns towards you. What do you do? You're all sort of together at this point, right?
The Ferris wheel. Expecting faster results. We were definitely expecting faster results.
Yeah. It was in a capsule, and I'm wondering if maybe we should have broken it out of the capsule first.
Maybe.
Now we have to wait for its stomach acid, however strong that is, to eat through the capsule. But, you know, here we are.
Are there any vehicles nearby with a hitch? Because my Calliope can be hooked up to a hitch, and we could potentially drive my Calliope around in circles around this. Mm-hmm.
We could theoretically recollect the truck. Yeah,
you could. Let's say this for effect. I think there's some way. You've got some rope, and you've got some go karts, and I think you can probably pretty quickly between all of you, rig up something where you can drag this thing behind. Four go-karts with Chuff sort of sitting at the Calliope.
I'm seeing an amazing Santa's sleigh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hodgepodge right here. This is beautiful.
All right. Yeah. So are you trying to make it follow us, Chuff?
Yeah. Well,
is that what we want?
We could potentially move it around wherever we want it to move around, right? We could.
I think we want to keep it distracted. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it distracted. Mm-hmm.
I mean, keep it from eating all of the military.
Is there anything that speeds up digestion that we know of?
Honestly, a nice little stroll.
That's true.
Well, I'm convinced.
All right, I guess go as fast as we can.
Okay. We all jump on go-karts.
Yeah, we all jump on go-karts. Let's see. Let's do I want everybody who's driving a go-kart to roll a D4. We'll take the highest there.
Okay.
Excuse me. And then, Andy, I'm going to ask Chuff to roll 2 for more music.
For more music? Okay. Would that be
4, 2.
Can I use make sound?
Yeah.
3.
Okay, cool. So you got 1-4. So yeah, you've managed to kind of get coordinated enough so you can start to drive.
I got a 3 on my the stats 3, so we're 3d4, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I got a 3.
Cool. Yeah. So you got a 3. So you're able to play. It is not like happy like it was when you did kind of your masterpiece, you know, back then a little bit, but it is definitely attracted and is following you. I would say, so you're able to drive, like there's some stuff to avoid. So I think like Chuff, you're kind of holding on as you're frantically, frantically playing this thing. So it's following you, and it's following you out kind of like out into a nearby field, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's, So, I mean, I think you probably like barrel through a corn maze, right? And it's still kind of still chasing you.
Oh no, not Dexter Blast Corn Maze.
Yes.
Oh no.
Yes. It's
no.
Yeah.
The design was so good.
Wow. So it's chasing you. And I think like it's getting angry that you're going so fast, and you see it start to like charge up again like that. It's charging.
Not ideal.
Should we all tuck and roll? I try to yell over the wind.
Monday turns her head and shouts out, "No!" Bad dog.
Okay, make a roll. It sounds like you're trying to.
Can I help Monday by handing the water gun as a spray nozzle?
Yes, yes, you can. You absolutely can.
Love that. I got a 4.
Nice.
Yes.
Podcast karma.
Yeah, just when you needed it. Yeah. So you kind of like, yeah, you just say, yeah, like no, and you spray this thing. And I think it like, it stops and like, it was about to like breathe fire on you. Mm-hmm. And instead it just kind of like gulps like that and stops. And like, you see like inside of its chest, like inside of its stomach, like this like heat, mm-hmm. like it's, you can like visibly see kind of the heat in there. And like one of you probably is like, oh, well, that's probably going to help with yeah. breaking up all that.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah. So it, you know, it stops like that. And there's just like this, this light that kind of starts to emanate out from its belly, and it gets so bright that you can't even look at it, you know, for a few seconds. And then once mm-hmm. your eyes kind of get used to what's going on, you look back down and there's a lizard and there's a dog right there. And the dog is looking very sad and the lizard does not care. yeah, and so you've managed to save Dr. Polybus's Carnival of Thrills from further damage at this point.
We saved Skippy and Peanut, guys!
Yay! I never lost faith in us.
Me either. All right, well, thank you so much for playing. That was really wonderful.
Thank you, Loved Chris.
It. Thank
yeah,
you.
Cool. Thanks, Chris. Yeah, well, I'm gonna wrap up here. Yeah, again, thanks all for playing. This was super fun. Thanks for going on this little adventure with me. I didn't know exactly how you were gonna do it, but I'm glad that you found a way. So that was really good. Thanks again for listening. Really appreciate it. We love doing this every year. And you can always go and listen to previous years if you want to. That does it for us. I've been Chris Salzman. This has been Roll for Topic. And remember, if your players are having fun, you're a great GM.
Woo!